Hello, welcome back to the Riverside City Podcast. I'm Paul, your Game Master. We have Art, who plays Shinsoku.
Evening, everybody.
Rob, who plays Demon.
Howdy.
Mike, who plays Blastar.
Hey, everybody.
And Natalie, who plays Bright Force.
God, I hope this doesn't sound like shit.
All right, we'll do a really brief recap, and we'll save the questioner day for a minute.
Mm-hmm. So, for the recap, we
went down to Mexico.
We took our trip down to Mexico. We checked in at the resort. On the trip, actually, Shinsoku detonated a submarine.
Yep. Run by siren.
Yeah. Bad people.
Really bad.
And we checked in at the resort. We all got our rooms. We have four guests along with us, and we were getting ready to head out of the resort to go check Mexico City.
So, just as the Vanguard, which is what they're called. So, as the Vanguard is going to leave the walls of the Pink Sands Resort, a semi-familiar pink and blue suit of armor lands beside them, and the speakers and it perk up. And Haley, why don't you introduce who you're playing today?
Heyo.
No, I can't hear you.
Heyo.
There you go.
I'm Haley, and I'll be playing Dynamo. Oh my god.
There it is.
Yes.
Yep.
So, Haley, can you give us like the 30-second introduction to yourself, just so you're not just random person on podcast? Like,
30-second introduction. My name's Haley. Best friends with Natalie. Long time friends through thick and thin. Maid of honor / bridesmaid at wedding. Great.
Cool.
And how long have you been playing D&D?
A year and a half.
Solid.
All right. I like that she had to check the watch on that one.
All right. So yeah, Dynamo lands next to you, and it's like, hey guys!
Hey guys, what's up? Oh god!
Hey, it's been a while.
Dynamo, long time no see.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Trusite, anything?
Her suit's not magical. It's definitely Vol-Tec, but...
Built it myself.
Exactly. She's known as a genius.
Alright.
And her suit turns into scrunchies.
Very, very heavy scrunchies, but still.
No. Oh, yeah, no, very heavy, but to her, it don't mean shit.
Mm-hmm. I got the muscles.
She really, really does. All right. So,
what a coincidence meeting you here.
This is weird.
Having a little fun.
Yeah.
Well, it is currently spring break in Riverside City, so you're just down in Mexico having a good time.
Yeah.
And you saw people you knew, you're like, I'm here alone. People I know. Not alone anymore.
What have you guys been up to?
Well, causing trouble.
Oh, naturally.
I mean, we just got here, and do I have the dog following me?
It's actually part. It's like in your shadow, so no.
Oh, okay, never mind. Yeah.
I like to think that there's an outline of the dog in her shadow. It's like slightly darker.
If your passive perception is 20 or higher, you can see it.
Cool. That's half the table.
And Dynamo.
I can't. Oh. My perception's not that high.
Oh.
Okay. Why is everyone looking at her shadow?
All right, so we're about to actually fly over to Mexico City. We have some errands to run there.
About 300 miles out, so, you know, an hour.
Hour and change, yeah.
Can I tag along?
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah, why not? Okay, that would suck if I said no.
Well,
it would be kind of rude, yeah.
You see, that's the thing about superheroes, games, comics, etc. Everything is about coincidence.
Exactly.
For Natalie's memory, Diamond was the one that I
super fangirled
over.
You have the signed card.
And if I remember right, was still Colin.
It was.
Yeah.
Yep. So it is perfect that it was Haley, because you do that anyway.
Fangirl?
Yeah.
I grab my wallet and we start walking away, and I'm just like...
No, but also it's like a... She's already amped up, so it kind of fits that, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Because she's amped up,
yeah,
you know?
It's true.
She said, I'm so tired. I was like, you'll be fine later. I thought that I didn't
say
it.
Very awake now.
I wanted to say that, but I'm like, yeah, no. I can't spoil anything.
Man, I was like, man, they're looking at me a lot today. I don't know. That's really weird.
I was looking at that door. I was like, it's going to open, and I'm going to be like, yes, this is what was supposed to happen.
Worked out perfectly.
The timing couldn't have been better.
Thank you. I sped.
I know.
How fast do you fly? I guess we'll see.
Ironic. Math-wise, her jump is identical to Natalie's, to Bright Force's.
Actually, okay.
Her
identical.
Yeah, but she has two sources of jump, so doesn't that stack?
She's got jump at will and the
grenade jump.
She has jump at will.
Okay.
And jump at will.
Yeah.
Boots of springing and starting.
Okay.
Boots of springing and starting.
Okay.
I take it back. She also has the 10-foot from Glory Paladin, but as long as she stays within 10-foot, they're identical.
Gotcha.
Exactly all identical. Right. Same strength score.
Okay.
They've got the exact same strength score.
Yeah.
They're both real strong.
Yeah.
And she can get even stronger. Well, they can both get even stronger.
Yes.
All right. So you guys, you chat for a couple minutes, and then you start jumping. Oh, wow. It's interesting. Okay.
So, question of the day.
Yeah, question of the day.
Wait, I had to remind him.
You may have your inspiration trigger.
Damn it.
Miss Trigger.
I will take it.
We will need it.
I may have asked this question before, but I'm going to do it again. What was your first RPG experience, like tabletop? I don't know. I don't know if I've done that one or not.
That was way back, and I don't think actually you did that on podcast. We did that for introductions.
Then yeah, hit it here. Go around the table. Your first like tabletop RPG experience. We'll start with the guest, Haley.
Okay.
Hey, yours is the more recent, so.
Yeah, I mean it's pretty basic. My brother created a homebrew 5e. And it was me and a couple of friends, and that was about it.
Good deal. And first character you played?
She's a Drake Warden Ranger named Hollis.
You're still playing her?
Mm-hmm. I am.
Okay. So is this the second character you've ever played?
No.
Okay.
It's like my 1, 2, 5th.
Okay, cool. We'll go with order of experience from least to most.
Natalie.
Well, I was dating Paul, and he was like, hey, you want to try an RPG?
Oh my god.
Okay, sure.
This one doesn't make me look good.
So we were sitting at his parents' house. We're sitting on the couch, and he goes, okay, I'm going to bring you over to my friend's house to play Shadowrun. Now, those who don't know what Shadowrun is, it's very hard and very complicated. There was a lot of numbers involved. He just goes, what do you want to play? I'm like, I don't know. And he goes, okay, I think I named her Rapunzel. That's about it.
Yeah. Which for a runner name was not bad.
All right. That was my first RPG experience. After that, we went to one of his family friends' place, and that's where I played an actual character and played actually D&D, where I wasn't confused, and that was pretty lit.
All right. So next on the experience chart is Paul.
I think it is, because I've got like 20 years?
Yeah. Easily got you beat.
I know you do.
So does he. It's me. Oh, first character was Rapunzel, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Which was an elven face in Shadowrun.
Could never remember that, to be honest.
I do, though. I made it.
Yeah.
All right, so mine would be... So my first character... My first experience with D&D was... I found my dad's old AD&D books.
D&D, tabletop.
Okay. Tabletop. Remember, yeah, okay. Shadowrun introduction.
Good. Okay. My first tabletop experience was AD&D. I found my dad's old AD&D books, and I begged him to run me a game because I wanted to play for like a year. So finally he did it, and he didn't know how to balance encounters. So my mom, my grandmother, and I were playing as characters, and he killed my mom's character in the first encounter, and she never played again. I was hooked.
Mom died. Sounds like the start of any good adventure story.
Yeah. So, like I said, I was hooked. And the one immediately after, it was about 3 months after that, was my first real character. I don't remember the other character's name, but his name was Narillin, and he was an elven ranger with 1892 strength.
Nice.
AD&D. It was pre-generated by the DM, so we get to try it out.
Wait, we forgot to add something about mine.
Also, I turned the volume down, and it's not nearly as bad.
Cool.
I turned it like halfway, and it's still fine.
Because Paul was introducing me to something, and he made my character, like very obviously overpowered.
You were a prime runner; they were not. Yes.
Yeah.
But that was intentional. She was the pro. I've been playing D&D for 20 years now. All right. Yeah.
Next up is Rob and I at the same time, because I think Art's got us beat.
Oh, yep. Yeah. 100%.
Yeah. So I mean, Art was playing with Gygax himself, right?
No, but I do remember. I do remember going to downtown, Geneva, Lake Geneva, and going to the dungeon store, which was the D&D store. But
no, Rob and I both had the same starting experience playing Champions.
Mm-hmm.
Hero System. I think it was either 3rd or 4th edition at the time.
Yep, and they're up to 6 now?
They're on 6 now, but, you know, we still go by 5th because...
Fred. It's Fred.
Yeah.
5th was a revised edition.
Yes.
Yeah, it's you always go with the odd numbers because the even numbers sucked in Champions.
Technically, it's a hero system.
But, yeah.
But we called it Champions because that was what was written on the cover of the book.
It was also the most popular supplement.
Yeah.
It was the one world everyone played in.
But we go, this was, I was 7, I think Rob was 5?
Something like that, yeah.
So, this was a long time ago, but we played characters that actually exist in Paul's world.
Mm-hmm.
Because they existed in Rob's world.
Yep.
I transplanted them, yes.
So, my character is currently going by the name of Cyclone.
As mine is Sandman.
Though originally it was Kid Cyclone.
And Pillow Boy. Ran around with a giant pillow, bashed people over the head, and fell like a brick wall.
Oh my god, I love that so much. That's,
he put people to sleep.
Pretty great.
Yeah. I mean, coming from the minds of children, I mean, it's the best possible thing. And those were our first characters.
All right, Art, bust it out.
Now, I've been playing for, well, let's see, it would have been 1970.
Yep.
1976.
More than 10 years before any of us were born.
And it was AD&D.
Same starting edition, at least.
Yeah, same starting edition. But it was brand new, just came out.
So my dad's got you beat then. Because he's white box.
Yeah. I had the white box because my sister gave it to me.
Yeah, but he played it. Like, he bought it new and played it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it was AD&D. First character was a dwarven fighter with a 6 intelligence and a 15 wisdom. And in the first adventure, found a magical sword that imposed its will over mine.
Yeah.
And lost the character.
Oh, no, I still played it.
You were just the sword, not him?
Yeah.
That's kind of fun, actually.
Oh, yeah, it was a lot of fun. But, yeah, it was a middle school group that we met after school for a couple hours. And in the adventure, you know, there was a lizard that kind of showed up and I was out in front. So I ran after it. The cleric who was just behind me followed me and the rest of the party went, but we're mapping, and got left behind as we went through a couple of secret doors chasing this lizard.
Solid.
Love that.
All right. And I think we're going to roll into it because we just about hit 20 minutes on the intro. Well, in reality, it's like 15, but because of editing earlier.
No.
All right. So, you guys are currently bounding through, or half the team is bounding. Actually, they both have a 60-foot fly speed as well. So,
So technically, we could be flying and dragging behind Demon here, who's like way the fuck ahead.
Or you're bounding and making it much faster.
Yeah.
You're bounding. Are you able to read my mind right now?
Yes.
She's going, oh my god, 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 oh my god. Oh,
do you tap her into the mind net?
If Bright Force is okay with it.
They don't share thoughts unless they want to.
I know.
Question. Are we bringing any of our guests with?
No, they're all staying.
They're all enjoying their vacation.
Vacation all I ever wanted. Yeah.
Okay, I need to calm down first. You can hear this in her head.
But no one else can hear it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I'm ready.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
Party invite sent.
You're now in a little mental chat room with the rest of us.
Hi. Sorry. Fuck.
And it's just, welcome to Vanguard Chat.
This is dope.
It's the speed of thought. That's what is happening right now. So
makes it a little easier to talk when
you're
the jump.
You know when you're playing in D&D and they're like, you can't talk, it's not your turn. They can because they're talking at the speed of thought. It's a it's a workaround, but next campaign they will not have that unless they find a way to get it. All right. You guys are bounding through jungle and then through, you know, the suburbs of Mexico City, which there was a push to get it, to rename it Tenochtitlan, and it failed. Yeah. Twice. And there's a pretty vocal minority that is pissed. So you guys land in, and you arrive to a scene of chaos.
Oh, fun.
Oh,
he has notes.
Oh my gosh, he's so prepared.
You hear, sounds like pop, 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 and buildings are disappearing.
Arcana?
Sure. Actually, it was
Super's knowledge?
Yeah, Super's knowledge is much better.
Same number.
You can roll history if you'd like. Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah. 18 plus 7 for a number. 16.
Would I have advantage on the roll for going through those books recently?
Ironically, no. You know, it'll make sense in a minute.
15 plus 12 for 27.
Yeah.
2 plus 13.
Pair 15. And Art, what you got?
19 plus 16 for 35.
Yeah. Some of us are specialized.
I feel like I did a pretty good job, but okay.
So okay, let's start at the bottom end.
Hi.
15. Oh, no, it was 15 supers. 15 history.
16.
16 history. There is not a known, like, this has never happened in Mexico City before. Like, it would be something you would have read about when you came, because you did some research before you came down. Who had the next number?
15.
But that's on supers, though. Is your supers or history?
I had 25, and it was supers knowledge.
Okay. So, yeah, 16 hits, well, the supers.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
It's a higher, plus 12, so 18 plus 12 is 30.
30, okay.
For history. Maybe we do history.
No, you get a much better result with
that. No, you have a lower threshold to hit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Never mind.
It's like the DC was 15 to know anything.
Either way, it's very good.
Yeah. So we'll do the super's knowledge now for the like anything 15 or below. You what, 15?
15 even.
15. There are a couple different cowls that have powers that could do that, but most of them are European. Anyone who had a 20 or better knows that there are three that could be American or, you know, South American. And then anyone who got a 25 or better recognizes the particular signature, and this is calling them by Popper. He is from Oklahoma, Texas area. Mostly Oklahoma. He mostly attacks Texas and leaves Oklahoma alone.
That seems a poor choice, but okay.
They hate each other. Oklahomans and Texans hate each other.
No, I get that, but attacking Texas seems like a bad move.
anyone who got a 30 or better knows that his powers is consumption.
That's not good.
So he eats anything nearby, and he can eat entire buildings in one bite from a distance, and the energy of it just sucks into him, and he gets stronger. He's very dangerous. He's probably a level 2 cowl. But you guys are strong enough now. Level 2s, you could fight them. Level 3, level 1, you call fucking everybody. You hit the panic button. You're like, panic, fucking panic button.
Is there any particular caves in the area?
You know, Mexico City is almost barren of caves because they put in an anti-cape law, thinking that they were drawing problems.
Well, that was clearly a mistake.
Well,
yes. Yes, it was.
If we were to fight.
It's actually called the Combustion Law.
Oh, God.
That makes sense.
Because he leveled half of it when he left.
On purpose?
No, it was a big fight, and they said, get the fuck out.
Ah.
This is back in the 70s, but...
I'm probably getting some funky looks.
You look a lot like him, just less muscular.
Yeah.
But he also came out, so...
Yeah. We're also public, so...
Mm-hmm. Public, yeah, ID. All right. So, you guys hear another... You see another building, just like an apartment building, just disappear.
Perception to find him?
Oh, he's very obvious. He's on a floating platform of purple and black and purple and green energy.
Distance away?
500 feet? No. Let's say 200 feet. Like, you can see him. He can see you. And I assume you guys all suit up.
Yeah, I'm flying.
So I'm just wearing the whatever
Hawaiian shirt.
The Hawaiian shirt.
Yeah.
Do you want me to bring it close, or how close do you want to get?
His armor just fades into existence around him. Or his robes.
Yep.
I don't think Dynamo ever got out of armor. So
yeah.
So, and Bright Force just taps her wristband. Her suit appears around her.
Yeah, I don't need a suit anymore.
Baller. Yeah. You could take a punch. That's for damn sure.
At 24 AC without armor.
Damn. Yeah.
Also, so, have you ever had played a character this high level?
No.
The numbers change a lot once you break 10, 11. Things get easier to break. All right.
Yeah, naturally. Yeah.
So initiative or what?
Oh, it's absolutely initiative. 100% though.
Okay, I'm glad that was at advantage.
Me too.
I still think I'm ahead.
29? 28.
17 plus 11. 19 plus 10.
Minion
4,
please.
Acceptable.
Thank you.
We got some more options here, too. Understandable.
Solid. We have an imaginetic board with...
None of those names apply to me.
All right. So my 30 goes top of the order.
You said 29.
29, yes, sorry.
Does he have any, like, big weapons? Or is it just him?
His mouth?
Damn.
His mouth is his big weapon.
So is he just a big
bull? No, he's a guy. He's an average-sized person. He opens
his mouth and it just, like, turns something in energy and he eats it.
Yep.
At least that's how I'm picturing it.
He's a consumer.
So he's not like Kirby.
No.
He looks 22. Like an actual
person. I was just going to say, is he Kirby?
No, he's not.
Okay. What's your initiative?
18.
Smite Force?
13.
At advantage?
13. There's an advantage?
You don't have advantage
anymore.
She doesn't
get that anymore. I'm not the Twilight Clerk.
I just listened to a couple episode where she needed it. And she turned it in.
I got one and one.
You don't.
For minus one.
I'm special.
And it's zero.
I have advantage.
It was a good question. Like, all right.
You'll hear that a lot, that I'm very special.
He's got special eyes.
Yeah. Look. All right.
Anything interesting with True Sight?
The energy below his feet is made up of the buildings around. And you can see little flecks of like stone and stuff like that that are inside the purple and green.
His mouth actually hangs wider open. It's got little bits of teeth around the outside. You know where I'm going with that.
Courtney.
No?
Yeah. He looks, and in addition to that, he looks like an Eldritch Horror. He looks like Gluttony.
Are you sure this is not Kirby?
Kirby is an Eldritch Horror, by the way.
No, Kirby's not. He is the opposite. He's the good part. And the other part is the... I can't remember. There's a lot of Kirby lore I don't know. But I did watch a video on it one time. He's the good one. There's a good one and a bad one. He's the good one.
I wouldn't be too sure about that.
Isn't he? I don't know.
I'm a kill god because somebody ate my cake.
He's the good part. He's the better part of the two halves.
All right. That's terrifying.
Kirby is cute. He goes good.
Okay. So, what am I going to do to you guys?
Does he even know we're here?
Yeah, he said he's
yes.
Right. Damn.
And but yeah, you
oh,
see
to
you,
get the first move.
You see like his mouth just is like isn't actually the, like a human-sized mouth. It's huge. And when he does what he's about to do to you, it's going to be like a purple beam of energy that appears from you and sucks towards him. He's using his consume power. All of you are within a 60-foot radius, right? Yep, uh-huh. I need everyone to make me a con save.
I'm good at those.
I think everyone at the fucking table
is
good at those.
We're also adding Natalie's, what, plus 17?
7. Plus 7.
So plus modifier plus
wait,
7.
Yeah.
Wouldn't they be on the ground and would be up in the air?
So, yeah, I assume they saw
catching it, a mid movement.
And no, they saw it. And they turn on their flight next to you guys, so you could all be looking at him like that heroic shot of team versus.
Okay, Paul just wants an opportunity shot to hit also.
Yes,
11 plus 11 for 22.
All right,
24,
32.
So I add 7 for Natalie, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So Natalie's 7 plus the 5 on my die, 12. So that puts me at 12. Plus the 16 for my save.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I make it.
Yeah, I guess I'm the lowest.
I got 20.
3 on my die with the Ooh. 7 from Natalie for 10 plus 10, so 20.
All right.
Everybody takes half.
What kind of damage is it?
Force.
That's a terrifying sound.
Yeah.
That many dice.
37 damage. Halved is 18.
Halved
is 9. You take. I left you a box to write your hit points in.
Yeah.
I thought you. I hope you figured that. That.
No, I got that.
Okay, cool.
I take a lot less damage.
Sounds like it.
Yeah. There's a reason I don't wear armor.
All right, and then he's also going to snap at you, which is he's going to chomp his gums at you 3 times. Let's target.
Huh? All right.
Well, let's pick who I target.
So I'm not wearing armor, so
you look snappy.
Wait, can I roll a 12? And you pick?
No, I'm just gonna. Oh. There's 5 of you at the table. I'm gonna roll a d10. Or roll d6 and reroll one. Reroll sixes. So one is definitely going to blast her. So roll a d4. Bright Force is getting one. And Demon's getting one.
You're the one that wanted to switch.
I'm gonna go with Demon first. 25 to hit.
Shield.
All right. Fuck me then. Blastar.
I'm a 24 AC, but he would have had disadvantage.
26 to hit.
That'll hit. Let's see what it does.
Alright.
I could shield, but I won't.
Wow, I've never gotten dice stuck in it before. 8, 13, 14, 17, 27?
27 what?
Force.
So.
13.
I almost had it spot on. I had it at 14.
And then this is at right 4.
That's so much more than them!
Same exact dice.
Exactly. But just one didn't get stuck.
Yeah. 28 to hit.
Can I shield?
What's your AC normally?
25.
Yeah. That'd be 30 then.
Yeah. So he's chomping at us and...
He's snapping his teeth at you and little, like, gibbets of energy are trying to rip off and you're just juking, basically.
Interesting.
All right. That is my turn. Oh, and he like, jumps from platform to platform, like, but he stays about 200 feet away.
Hmm.
Okay. Next, who's after me?
Are you going to fly on your own, or do you want me to bring you close?
I'll be okay.
So you want to stay out here?
Yep.
All right. I will release the art. I will release Shinsoku to his own flight.
What flight?
I have glide.
You do have a glide.
All right. And you said 200 feet away?
Correct.
I will move 125.
Okay.
Bonus cunning action. Close the rest of the distance.
Okay.
I am standing on the opposite direction of the team, so I'm behind him now. Direction doesn't matter, but now he's facing away, so they're not in the cone.
The Elder Torer body turns around, he doesn't.
Yeah, I'm just saying, I'm not in the cone if he's targeting the rest of the group.
When you see, you notice the back head eyes. Like, it has mouths on all 4 sides. It is physical manifestation, it does not. But, and you notice it is the Elder Torer that's doing it to you.
Yep. And okay. I'm going to Pound Town.
Cool.
Let's see if he likes radiant damage. 12 plus a 12 for 24 to hit.
24 hits. Don't bother rolling any radiant damage.
Don't bother radiant?
Yeah.
And I don't get sneak attack because I don't have any allies nearby.
Correct.
Do I have any other non-radiant damage on my sword attack? I think it's all radiant.
Plus the sword itself is slashing.
Okay, I do have a d10. So at least
and
I
you can't. And you can bonus action. Oh, you can't.
I already bonus action.
You turn it to force. Yeah, you can turn the whole thing into force.
Next turn.
Yeah.
So that's 17 slashing damage. Because it's a 10 on the d10. And I'm going to swing again.
All right.
My damage is a little nerfed.
A little.
Will a 21 hit?
Yes.
Take 8 slashing.
Okay.
And that'll be my turn?
Your turn, yeah.
I can action surge. I'm just debating about it.
But why would you when you can't do any real damage?
I can do damage. I can switch my normal short sword I still have.
Yes, you could.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Yeah, I guess. Yeah, you could.
Yep, but that won't be till next turn.
All right.
Is that even better damage?
No, it's not. Blaster.
Plus two at least. That's a decent.
All right. So, unless you want to throw me at him.
Oh, I'm sorry. I have a legendary action. He's going to snap at Venator or Demon.
All right. I do heal a d6.
I missed. Don't worry.
I still heal.
I am going to quicken fly.
Okay.
And then
I will tell the party he's immune to radiant.
If you want to throw me at him,
I'm ready to throw.
I'm a hold action for her to throw me. So
is your hold action?
I'm gonna throw you like a football.
I'm gonna punch him when she throws me at him.
Solid choice. Okay.
We're doing the holy hand grenade.
The holy hand grenade. Got it.
This,
all right.
The Bright Force version. So what is this? The flashbang.
This is the flashbang special. Flashbang special. All right.
So, I wait for her turn.
Minion 4. You can leap, or you can fly.
Yeah. As a bonus action first, I'm going to Giant's Might.
All right. Cool. So, you are now large, with your damage being actively huge, but that's what...
And how far away is he?
He is 200 feet.
All right. I can jump 215.
Yes, you can.
Jump and come down on him with him.
Also, you have you can use your enlarge as well, because it's an action.
Just said she enlarged.
No. Yeah, she's got another.
Giant's Might and enlarge. So you could go to your next tier up if you want, which gives you all the giant damage.
But then I can't attack
him. Not this turn, but next turn.
You can action surge.
Oh, you could action surge. You're a fighter.
And then you just beat the crap out of him.
Three times with the biggest damage.
Okay, sure.
Rock and roll. We'll do that.
This is not good for him.
So no. We'll enlarge as well, and then three attacks with the action surge.
Yeah. All right, so just describe what happens. Does her armor go huge too, or does she kind of like? She's never done it in public. This is a new thing she learned how to do.
Oh, well.
Does your suit adjust to your new form because it's already used to it?
No, it turns into a bikini. We're in Mexico.
Oh my god.
Okay.
So
plate mail bikini, I like it.
Yeah.
We didn't do it. She did, to be clear.
Naturally.
All right.
So she's gonna enlarge. The suit turns into a bikini, and then.
She just punches. That
she's
punching and
jump
kicking.
And like come down with like a
drop people's elbow.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
People's elbow. All right. Hold on. Oh my. Yeah. Okay.
What?
No, I just remembered what your plus to hit is. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot.
So read the die and then the plus and then
14 plus 19.
Plus 19.
As my giant size.
Oh, no. That's the... You're not reading the adrenal rush is the curly cube brackets. All right. You haven't done that yet. That's next
plus
turn.
Plus 12.
You're plus 12.
So plus 12.
So next 14, turn, you use adrenal rush and get the extra.
So
you
26 for the first one.
26
12. Hits.
26.
Okay.
Yeah. And this is a giant elbow. If you need more D10s, you can crowdsource.
Or roll D12s and re-roll 11s and 12s.
We do that too.
24 and 4, yeah.
Yeah, it works.
Now.
That's the wrong one.
Do you re-roll 1s and 2s?
No.
No.
16, 18, 20,
I re-roll 1s and 2s. I would have done more damage.
Yes, you would.
31 on the first hit.
Okay, 31 on the first hit.
You this added the bonus damage too.
This is all magical.
No, 38 on the first hit.
Ow.
Now the second hit.
12 plus 12, 24?
Yep.
10, 12, 16, 21, 28,
4, 35,
40 plus
7, 47.
Second.
Oh my god.
I think this fight's over.
And 12 plus 12, so 24 again.
Yeah. Would you like more D10s to roll all at once?
Nope. 11, 16, 21, 31, 33, 42, 47 plus 7.
Well, he has a new target.
That's fine.
He's going to snap at you as well.
Okay.
I assume you land next to him.
Yeah.
Or you're flying next to him because you got the 60 foot fly.
Sure.
It's on the thing.
Yeah.
All right. Fucking hell. Nat 1.
Nah.
I'm an eldritch horror. I don't hurt myself when I bite.
Too bad.
He can bite his tongue.
Yeah.
Good. He heals himself. Did you want that?
No.
Right.
That's why I remained quiet. I didn't want that. I'm not giving you any more ideas.
All right.
That's it. I'm done.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Did a metric fuckload of damage. Let's do the total here. 25 to 164. So what is that? So it was 165. It'd be 140. 139 damage. You're doing fine. Okay.
Welcome to the party. That's our usuals. If I could actually toss in my radiant.
Yes, it is.
That was amazing.
All right, who's next?
Did I hear her say that?
It's in the mind link.
Yeah. Then yeah, I turn around and wink at her.
Would be Brave Force.
Brave Force fastball special.
All right.
Flashbang special.
Can I reach him?
You're fast.
I thought those were throwing your brother.
You're throwing
I am throwing you. I'm so sorry. I football throw you.
You spiral.
Fuck me.
Roll athletics for me. Would you like to adrenaline rush first?
You throw much harder that way.
Ooh.
A hell of a lot harder.
Well.
Harder and farther?
Yes.
Do you want harder and farther?
Obliterate this guy.
Fantastic.
Let's go.
I do that.
Don't fall in his mouth.
So she adds 15 to her strength score.
And now she is shining like the sun.
And now, yeah, and her charisma raises to match. Yeah, she's a sun. So, she's a sun goddess right now.
So, you said athletics?
Yeah, roll athletics, and don't forget to add 7 more than it already says. It's at what, 17 right now?
It's at 12 right now.
It should be 17.
You said athletics, right?
Yeah, you have expertise in athletics.
It says 12.
She doesn't have it on the program.
You need to turn it to expertise.
So that's 17 plus 7, so 24.
Add 24 to whatever you roll.
I rolled a 4!
Yeah, I was going to give you a bonus on 30.
Yeah.
If you hit 30, I was going to give you a bonus.
Hey, you want to use a lucky?
Oh, I have a lucky. But
also, you have lucky as well. Dynamo.
Haley?
Yeah.
You have lucky, so you have 3 uses per...
Yeah, it's on the sheet.
But reroll a d12.
Yeah. Or d20.
Yeah, so what's your total on Natalie? 40?
19 plus...
24.
24.
30, so, 43.
All right, so I was going to give for every 5 above 30. So...
I threw you at the speed of sound.
Hold on. No,
it's a dream come true here.
It's not that close. It's pretty close. Each of you roll me...
Oh, God.
8d12. Oh, you're going to take this.
Oh, no.
And the thing is, Mike, you're only taking what Natalie rolls. What you roll is going straight to the monster.
I need 3.
I'm rolling 8?
Yes, 8d12.
Each of us.
No.
No, no, no.
Both
no.
of
just
us.
Just these two.
Just, oh, okay. just those two.
I'm not using the tower for that.
Nella's got it. I think she's got it, actually. Okay. She's close.
That was too long.
All right.
I see 6, 7.
And then just my 8th one. 8.
She had 8d12. That's it.
What am I adding to this?
Your strength of 14, so.
I so sorry.
52 from me.
Oh, God. I so sorry.
52 from you, sir?
Correct. Thankfully, I only take half.
Thankfully, the healer's already there.
Yeah. So I added my constitution for that, like we did last time.
I added up. Oh God, it was 63.
Now, did you re-roll the ones and twos?
You do re-roll ones and twos.
And do I re-roll ones and twos?
Yes, you do as well.
Cool. So that number might go up.
You were a large.
That number went down for me.
So that's an add 9 more to mine.
Okay, 11 and 11 is 22, and then another 12 is
34.
Thank you.
Hey, you can help her with math.
Please help me. Yeah. Oh, God. Okay, 22, 34.
I am the weapon.
39.
40.
40.
50. 50. 57. 5. 63.
No, 62.
62 plus 14. 14. 76.
76. I'm so sorry.
Don't be. This is awesome.
So I take 38.
Yes.
I throw it and I go, hot, hike!
G.
Jesus Christ. Good hit! Good hit! Also, it's thunder. If it matters.
It really matters.
He's listening to thunder.
No. You know what? It's mostly kinetic. I'm going to take 5 less from you because he's immune to thunder. He's immune to the weird damage. Radiant, necrotic, force, and thunder.
You fucker.
How much did you deal?
I'm going to take 5 less.
Well, you see...
Did you do good?
Eldritch Horror. Weird.
61 points of damage off of my roll.
Okay.
And he took 5 points off, so...
I could have taken 50 off.
Could have taken all of it, yeah.
But I didn't.
Man, we should have switched roles.
It's all good.
Oh, well.
All I have going through my head is Sorcerer Doken.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
8-bit okay. Theater.
All right. Who's next? Oh, I'm sorry, I have a legendary. I'm going to snap at the guy who just hit me with for 100-something.
What about the actual, like, god person?
You're not there. Or did you jump or closer? Or are you staying where you are? Because you can jump that far in one turn.
Far out, easy.
200 feet. I offered to bring you closer.
Yeah, I know.
I could have done the same thing with you.
I wouldn't survive.
You go sword first. Don't go fist first.
So,
it's like 18 misses you, right?
Yeah.
Just keep using this die.
I'm going over the pink ones. They fuck you guys up.
I got my D12.
Oh yes. Huh. That one, I know. But that one?
Should look similar to these.
So we have 2 people engaged and 1 person who's...
3 engaged.
Oh, they're actually all 3 engaged.
They're all next to him. Also, Dynamo is 30 feet tall.
Yeah.
But never before seen. She has always been the tiny but mighty. Now she is 30 feet tall.
In a bikini.
In a pink and blue plate mail bikini.
Yeah.
Gotta say, that's impressive.
That's pretty cool.
She turns around in another wink.
solid choice, solid choice. All right, who's next after...
It would be me.
With my whiffed-ass legendary action.
Oh, did Bright Force move closer?
No, she said she stayed behind.
Okay.
She'll do it next time. She'll do the landing damage.
You kidding me? I think her... Her fireworks would be even nastier.
Oh, yeah, her fireworks right now are a little dirty.
Yeah.
Because they're 2d10 3 times at plus 14 damage.
I was thinking about that.
Pew, 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 pew. But he's immune to... Oh, she can do fire.
Yeah.
It's not my turn.
It's Art's.
Art, what you doing?
Sorry, Shinsoku.
I'm going to go ahead and move forward the 50 feet because I was started within range of her.
Yep.
I'm going to... attempt... to cast a spell, I'm going to go ahead and cast Feeble Mind.
Cool. What kind of save is that?
That is an intellect.
Oh, yeah, that's why I fucked up my Sorcerer in that one campaign. I got a hot 9, so I'm going to choose to succeed.
Okay.
That's 1 down.
Yep.
That's a nasty one to fucking have happen.
Yeah.
I figured I might as well start with that one.
Oh, actually, let me roll with advantage on that first. I might change it. Nope, hot 6. Okay. With his wounds, he can't make that save.
Take 16 psychic. That's it.
Awesome. Next.
And top of the order.
Okay. All right, everybody next to him, Nick and Dex save.
Suppose that's a good thing that Bright Force didn't come over here.
Wait, everyone...
Next
to him. Oh. We're fine.
Everyone within 50 feet. Right, everyone within 60 feet of them. But
I was just
going to
roll this
aren't.
For fun.
19?
Still 150 feet out.
Fails.
I can't now. Now that you actually said that, I can't choose Lucky It or Inspiration.
Correct.
19 plus 8 for 27.
Makes it.
I roll a 13, but I'm going to use...
Reroll it.
19.
Total?
I saved it.
Yeah.
That happens when you're 30 feet tall.
Yeah,
naturally.
That's just rude.
The dice tower gives it an intimidating factor. It really does.
It really hurts, actually, doesn't it?
All right, everyone who failed is going to take 75.
75. What damage type?
Force.
What was the save?
20. I know, it was...
You were that
75?
Close.
75?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
And if you and if succeeded, you're going to take nothing. It was the... It was disintegrate.
Oof.
And it's 60-foot radius.
Oh, we know that spell.
So...
And he looks at you and he says, I'm going to eat you like candy.
Okay, boo.
Is that some nerd shit?
I'm Boo. Boo turned you into candy.
I know that, but he doesn't.
No, that is Rico replying.
That's some nerd shit. I'm eating you first.
Bring it.
And then I have to roll the
recharge. Bitch is implied.
I got to roll the recharge that ability. Yes.
It did not recharge.
I didn't recharge. I can't recharge the aura disintegrate, but I can recharge the consume I used on you guys.
Mm-hmm.
And I cannot do that this turn, though, so that's next turn. All right.
Next.
Next on the docket, we have Venator.
All right. You also just told me that he's immune to force, so even switching my damage to force won't help.
You didn't know that, but...
Yeah, but unfortunately...
Yes, but his arcana and...
Yeah, so you figured it out.
Yeah. So instead, I'm going to use my bonus action to lay on hands myself.
That's a smart move.
I just took 70 points of force damage.
Yeah.
So I'm using 65 of it.
Oof.
As the bonus action.
That's all but one level, isn't it?
I got 10 points
left. 10 points left, yeah.
How many allies are directly nearby?
At least two.
Yeah, I'm going to then use Mass Cure Wounds.
Okay. Yeah, everyone can take it.
Everyone within 60 feet of me.
Sweet. I think Mass Cure Wounds is 30 foot, but yeah. It's 60 foot range, 30 foot radius. It's mass healing word that's the huge radius.
I like that.
15, 23.
Everybody within range heals 23. Thankfully, that's not half. Mm-hmm.
So who actually received the healing? Just us three.
Yeah.
23 times 3 is 69.
Hey.
Irrelevant this fight, but yeah.
I know. 134.
That's impressive.
I'm 1 point from full. And now I get my normal healing. I'm topped off.
Alright.
Yes, you have to remember that.
On your at the end of your turn, he's going to look at he's just gonna snap at you.
At me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because you healed.
At disadvantage.
2 dice. 24?
I'm 24 total.
Force. I'll put this away because it is very loud. It is the end of the day of the loud ass dice tower. Yeah.
I have a question.
I'm going to replace it with that dice tray if I can reach it.
Yeah.
Do you think we need to tell El Combustion that we're fighting someone at this level? Because last time he got mad.
We'll rope him in later.
The problem with it is it'll take too long for him to get here to protect us.
That's true.
He just wants to be read in, basically. She's thinking logically.
All right, so who's after me? The boom buddy? Yeah, yep. I think you're up next, Mike.
Blast off.
Awesome. He needs to make an intelligence save.
He doesn't like those.
I am quickening, so.
I got a 12.
Well, it's a 20. Does he choose to make it?
What's the effect?
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
Does he get to know that? Oh, okay. Mind sliver.
I figured you'd have to make an arcana check.
He takes it.
I mean, yeah, it would be an arcana check since that's what we have to do for...
He's an Eldritch Horror.
All right, so...
Popper is stupid. Eldritch Horror is very smart.
Jesus. So 13 points of... No, 18 points of psychic damage.
He's immune.
What?!
Told you that.
Oh, no! You said weird shit. Radiant, necrotic, force, and thunder. Psychic. You never said psychic. I listened.
Did I not? Fuck, that was like the primary one. Okay, no, that's my mistake.
So, if he's immune to psychic, he's immune to psychic. I would have changed my action.
Yeah, if it isn't something that nature produces, he's immune to it.
Psychics are nature.
Sure, it is. Necrosis is nature.
Mm. Radiation is nature.
Radiant is not natural. The way the radiant damage isn't natural.
Radiation is natural.
Yes, it is, but it's a specialized kind. I will give you necrotic, though.
I can't do necrotic, though.
I'm just telling you, I'll give you that one.
But you know who does have access to necrotic?
Yeah.
Give me a second.
Hey, he still has the penalty on the next save, Mike, which may force him to use his I choose to succeed because he has the penalty.
Yeah, well, that changes my actions because I can't sit there and do my psychic crap.
Yes.
Which was my plan of attack because you never said psychic.
I made a mistake.
Can I get another inspiration for that?
Miss Trigger.
Miss Trigger.
No, that only happens once per session. So,
per person. Okay, so I get it.
I'll give it to Bright Force. That's fine.
Yeah.
Didn't you have Miss Trigger on the Necrosis, so I should get it?
No. No, that's just a logic hole, and you can have it for that.
Should Haley have inspiration for being here?
She could start with one for being a new player.
Hey yo!
There you go!
Can't use psionic spells.
Inspiration, you can reroll a d20 whenever you want. Yeah, but only once, and you can give it to other players if, let's say, they
have probably had. She's probably had it before.
I didn't know if it worked like a bardic where you got a specific
job. No, it's just inspiration.
All right. So, the other action he'll need to make is that a save? It is a save. Constitution save. As I dig out my d8s.
18.
With the minus from the mind
minus
supper?
Minus a d4. Is it d4?
I assume I still failed.
Yeah.
I thought you were saying 18 on the die.
No, I got a 7 plus 11.
8d8. Blight. You said necrotic words.
I did, yes.
All right. I still have Savage Arcane.
You do, right? Yes. You got to roll it twice. Or you could have someone else roll it while you count that. Whichever you want.
Somebody else. Where's the other one? There it is. Okay. Three. Somebody else can roll 8 and we'll take the better result.
4, 5.
What is it?
Actually, everyone else roll 2, just for fun. 2d8s. Crowdsource your damage.
I got 10.
10.
20.
5.
5. 29.
I have 30.
I'll take 30.
Twin bros.
Yeah.
All right.
I bet that sounded fantastic.
My one necrotic spell.
It's a good spell.
Yeah.
End of turn, I'm going to bite you. I already bit you, right? I'm going to snap at the three around me.
You got Rob.
All right, so this is the one at Blastar. Oh, fun. 27?
Oh, shield.
Sad. As it wasn't great damage, but it was some damage. All right, next. Minion 4.
Minion 4.
Talk to microphone.
I am right there. I'm going to go for another round of punches.
Do you want to boost your strength first?
Adrenal rush.
Sure.
Okay, you can't miss him except unless you roll a 1.
Also, no, but that's still can crit.
Also, look for your... Fire rune. It's on your other actions.
Huh. I recently went through a runic night. Yeah. Basically,
you do an extra d6.
2d6
is a fire.
And you have a chance to restrain them.
But it says using a weapon. Do my fists count as a weapon?
In this case, actually, you have melee gear on, which is like a
gauntlet. It's a custom item. It counts as a gauntlet.
And a gauntlet, elbow pads, that kind of thing.
Okay.
So, yes.
So, sure. Yeah. So that's an extra
2d6 fire damage.
When you hit.
Still got to roll the hit.
Yeah.
But
don't roll a 1.
If you roll a 20, you fuck his day up real good.
It's a 2.
Oh.
That hits.
So.
With your plus 19.
Plus
19. She's real strong.
Alright, so that's 8d10 plus 14 plus 2d6.
And how does the adrenaline rush look when it happens? It
makes you just get really hyped up?
I kind of imagine that, like...
She glistens, yeah.
You look like Natalie on a sugar rush?
Yeah, like she kind of bounces in place a little bit.
Okay.
And gets, like, pumped up, and then goes for it.
Cool, cool, cool.
Why were you looking at me?
Okay. 8d10 plus 14. 61.
Hold on. After that happens, or something happens, because you broke his first state phase.
Oh, God.
It's a multi-phase fight.
Would this be before or after he must succeed on a strength saving throw?
You will save it for the next punch, because something's going to happen that'll change the fight a little bit, and you can intermix where your punches happen. Okay. So so the form that is the physical body of Popper dies.
Cool.
Passes out, or do you kill or do you knock out? Because the physical body just you drop the physical body to 0 HP.
I'm going for a kill. I'm not just not.
Cool. So he dies. You hit him so hard, you slammed it. You fucking hammer armed it down to the ground. He just splatters. The problem is you left behind the Elder Horror.
Cool.
Who starts to coalesce?
Can I use? I've done similar thing with the water spirit. Would I be able to take this forming thing and use like my dim door to transfer into something else?
No.
Okay.
This is a kill it before it fully forms, or the whole town is fucked.
Can I counterspell it?
No.
Damn.
Could have probably counterspelled it disintegrate.
It fully forms into this 50-foot tall eldritch abomination with 6 mouths, one on each side. And it's a cube.
Could your shadow demon eat it?
No.
Oh.
And it goes, "Thank you for freeing me." And it's unintelligible to everyone else but you. It's deep speech, but it's talking directly in your mind, Dynamo.
Okay.
You can continue punching now.
I will say, "Shut the hell up," and punch him again. 11 plus 19.
You hit.
You only miss on a 1. Okay.
No,
this thing is different.
It's got now. She needs a 6.
Oh, only a 6.
Only. All
right. Oh, I need to make a strength save. You said for you
yes. The fire. Yes. Strength save, DC 18.
I have a 16.
So 16.
It is restrained for 1 minute.
I am going to save at the end of every round. I believe
the target can repeat the saving throw at the end of each of its turns.
Cool.
But while wearing the shackles, takes 2d6 fire damage.
Yep. At the beginning of my turn, I think, yeah.
And your next attack is at advantage.
Yes, because you get it's restrained.
Cool. Okay. Let me do damage on this one first. That's 9, 11, 18, 20, 27, 33, 36, 35 plus 14... 49 plus 3 fire damage.
I take that at the beginning of my turn. Right? Or is it on every attack you make while it happens?
Oh, no, that's right. You're right, right.
So you'll roll that at the beginning of my
turn. Yeah. Okay.
I think you have one more punch.
Yes, I do. At advantage.
Yes.
13 plus...
You hit 4.
You hit.
Yep. 4, 11... 18, 23, 24, 26, 32, 41, plus 7, 48.
Going to be plus 14?
Yes. So add another 7.
So 55.
Yeah. I looked at the wrong thing.
All right. At the end of your turn, it is going to reach out and bite you.
Okay. Shield.
Fuck me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Are you serious right now?
Yeah. My plus is less to hit than hers. Shut up.
Okay.
So does it look like this thing is, like, what, flying, moving?
Staying on the ground, being 50 feet tall.
Did it turn into Kirby?
Turn into a cube with 6 mouths.
Oh.
Is it flying?
That
or
is floating in the air.
I don't think that spell needs to be on the ground.
No, it does not.
After Minion 4 is Bright Force.
Alright.
Spite Force!
I was going to say I'm going to run up. I'm going to hit it.
You're going to leap?
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to try and aim your leap to do more damage?
Yes.
Your smite's not going to do much.
Correct, so you can try and land to do more damage.
Yeah.
Roll me on athletics.
Ooh, pogo.
You can get a plus 10 to your athletics if you use your challenge.
Her sword's not going to do much damage either.
Yeah.
This version does just slashing damage. Eradicator would have done nothing.
8 plus 12 for 20.
Misses. Oh, for athletics?
Yeah.
Plus 7.
And then another 7.
Hold on. Your plus to athletics is 17 normally.
Oh, sorry. So 8 plus 17.
Plus 7 more now.
Yeah.
Plus 24. You rolled an 8, 32. Good. You can roll me an extra 3d6 when you roll your damage for your sword swing. But you need to hit it first.
I'm going to put those out.
Oh, yeah, you do get extra to hit because you're stronger.
Oh, yeah, plus 7 more.
Okay, so add another 7 to that.
Yeah, you hit. Also, you get advantage because it's restrained.
Yeah. Didn't matter.
You still hit.
Yep.
Now we determined that my smites won't do anything.
Correct. So just do the 6d6 plus the extra 3d6, so 9d6.
So as long as it's restrained, it automatically fails dexterity saves, right?
Correct. Lightning bolt. Fuck.
It's not automatically. It just has disadvantage.
It's paralyzed to get auto fails.
Yep. But I can still choose to succeed at least one more time.
Well, do I reroll once and choose?
Yes.
Oh, fantastic.
Also, I'm immune to being restrained now. But I also take the fire damage until I break free of the effect. So you don't have the advantage. It didn't matter.
Oh, that's so much better.
The cube's immune to being restrained. Because it's not actually there.
43 plus 7.
50. Swing again. You don't get the extra 36 this time. So it's just 66 plus 14, 15.
13 plus 12.
25 hits.
And then plus whatever.
Plus 7 more, but yeah.
21 plus 7.
So 21, 35. Mm-hmm. Alright. Me, I get to bite at one of you who is next to it. Who have I not bit at recently?
Natalie.
Yep. Gonna bite it now.
Welcome to the fight.
Alright, thank you.
23?
Yeah.
And that's its turn.
No, that was its reaction. It's a legendary action. Uh-huh. It's got one more. Shinsoku.
Alright, I'm going to go ahead and move my 40 feet forward using my bonus action to Misty Step. Another 30.
Okay.
And then...
So you're 140 feet from it? No, you moved last time, too. Six.
30. I was 150, so I'm at 80.
Yes.
I did the math already.
I trust you.
I'm going to go ahead and do the Snowball Swarm at fourth level.
Snilox?
Uh-huh.
I've never seen it used in a fight ever.
I have.
Really?
Yep.
Never seen it used. I don't know. I don't even know what it does.
It does cold damage, which is important for this situation.
Casting it at fourth level. Okay.
Remember, he upscales any cold damage.
You're right.
So 5-foot radius centered on him.
He is a 5-foot radius.
Yes. He's a 60-foot radius.
He's a 30-foot. He's a 30-foot cube.
Oh, he's a 30-foot cube.
He's massive.
Oh, then I was thinking...
He's enormous. Actually, no. He's probably like a 20-foot cube, because 30-foot's really fucking huge. What if it's just so moderately huge? What I'm hearing
is fireball.
That's half of it.
When he changed form, did we get pushed back at all?
Yeah. Okay. It was like a wave of force pushed you out.
So is there a way I could drop a 20-foot radius thing on him and not hit the other people around?
Absolutely.
Up, down, yes. Yeah, the answer 20, is yes.
20-foot radius, 40-foot high cylinder.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Then he's going to eat a nice swarm.
Ice storm or...
Storm.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So you need to...
I'm going to roll the blue ones for a nice spell.
I'm going to do fifth level.
Okay.
So
what kind of save am I making?
Dex save.
But I don't like those.
That's...
He's at disadvantage. Well, he's not restrained.
Oh, actually, Dex is fine. 21.
Not enough.
I fucking know. But I know.
Is he going to choose to succeed?
No. Not on this.
Can he still?
So it is 48 bludgeoning and 48 cold.
So it would be D6s, but it's D8s for you.
Yep.
All right, rolling bones. That is pretty fucking good. I see a lot of 7s and 8s.
20, 33, 35, 37, 41. Do I need to split it out?
No, not even close. You're good. It's all magical, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah, that's he's hurt. You see one of the you see the faces go from like a grin, the mouths go from like what looked like open and happy to a grimace for a second. And you see a little bit of blood starts to drip, like eldritch black blood just starts to drip down it.
Yeah.
And then it's difficult terrain around him.
Wait a second.
But in the air.
Well, it's technically a 20-foot rate.
Is it active? Is it?
Hailstorms turn the storm's area of effect
What's the duration, so I'm asking?
Until the end of my next turn.
So he's going to take the damage again?
Or? No. That's the difficult terrain for movement.
It's irrelevant. Yeah. Okay. Next, after you, oh, it's my last legendary. He's going to. You're not too far away from him to bite at, so he's going to do that to you.
To me,
80 feet away is not too far.
He did it from 200 feet away, so 80 is not going to change anything.
Okay.
All right. 29 to hit.
That'll hit.
He nopes out of existence.
Oh. He's not Demon. Wow, that was good damage. Alright, so 10, 6, 10, 20.
No, I can't do that.
9, 35, 40, 50. Take 50 force. And lose 4 spell slots. 4 levels of spell.
So you can choose one for
however level. You want to spend it.
Yeah, yep. Gotcha.
He hasn't hit you. With that in this form.
Ah. That was weird.
That's not fun.
He hit you in this form, right?
No, not in this form. I haven't hit anybody in this form yet.
It was transformed after
I missed.
Got it. Natalie's shielded.
And I can't shield at my first damage.
No, he just missed on me.
I shielded.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, the whole party has shield. It's a good spell.
Exoskeleton power set.
Yeah.
Exoskeleton muscle.
Yep.
I begged for a shield because everyone else had shield and I felt left out.
All right. Whose turn is it? It is
his. Rob.
No, it's my turn.
You thought that was your turn.
Legendary action.
That was my legendary at the end of his turn. Right. All right.
You see, all these legendary actions, it loses place where your turn actually is.
Yep. That's it. So it's a boss fight. It's a, you know, that you're going to level up after.
Oh. Uh-huh.
Finally.
Yeah.
If you survive. All right. I need everyone within 100 feet of him to make me a con save. Ow, that hurt.
So we're adding Natalie's plus 17.
14, but only if you're within 10 foot of her. And you were distinctly on the other side. You said you were on the other side, you got shoved.
So... Your charisma bonus is
currently 14.
14. And I get that too?
Uh-huh.
So plus 14 on top of my...
You're very large, yes. So you
dexterity, you said?
It's a con save. It's an amped up version of that.
I rolled a 2, but I still made it.
Maybe.
So I add 14.
Yeah, and you add...
So my 16.
So you add 30.
So 32. Does that make it?
Yeah, it does. DC is 25.
I rolled the lowest I could possibly get. And not critically fail. And I still made it.
I rolled an 18. I don't know what else I would add to you my con. Yeah.
25 total.
All right. That was the DC.
Yep. Beats.
You?
I didn't make it.
All right.
7 plus 10.
If you're wondering, I rolled a 35.
Awesome.
Holy shit. She's looking for dab. Turn to your right.
No. Oh.
hanging.
Yeah. Everyone's right. Leaving each other hanging tonight. I don't know what's happening.
So,
yeah, Art.
Those who make it.
Take nothing.
We're gonna take half.
This is force again?
Correct. See, it lacks the gravitas that the dice tower had. I understand why I'm not using it because it's loud as hell.
Yeah. Nice word usage of gravitas, though.
I am an author, really.
That's gravitas.
Hands
from.
You didn't hear me.
I did not.
Nice even numbers.
56, 61, 69.
Nice.
74, 78 plus 10. 88?
Or 44.
Or 44.
22.
And those of you within 10 feet of him are also going to take. And if you made the save, you're taking half of this as well.
Or half and half.
22, 31. Just being next to it.
Is that hurts. Already half?
No.
What's half?
31, so
15.
So 7 for what's his nuts over there. And that is its turn.
So what was that?
The mouths opened up and went and just inhaled. It's consumed but turned up.
I'll make the DM happy. My death ward goes off.
Oh, literally. You didn't get the last bit of damage. You were too far away.
No, since I failed my...
Oh, yeah, the 80 plus. Yeah, that would do it. Dink. Oh, you... Roll Arcana.
Did anyone call Jen to let her know that this is happening?
No, we just engaged.
Fantastic.
No one said shit.
23.
Oh, I'm going to tell you this. It is imperative that you make this roll. A 23, you don't think is going to do it. I'm telling you this not as your...
You have an inspiration.
Oh, okay. Thank you. +16 = 33.
If you would go to 0 HP on any of its attacks, you'll be dead.
Yeah.
Soul trapped.
Okay.
And you can tell that its range is 250 feet.
Yes, but that's true. Okay.
And we do have the mind link.
Correct.
Yep, I will make sure everybody knows that.
And do you share your current situation?
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Because guess who's up next?
I don't know.
Me.
Healy boy.
You make heals a lot? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I'm first going to start off with a mass cure wound, mass healing word.
He's too far away.
No.
And then I'm going to zip my way out to him.
Okay, hold on.
So he's going to heal everybody close.
Got it.
And then come to me to...
Using that to teleport.
Okay, to go to the other side. Mm-hmm. And then you can fly to him freely.
Exactly.
You're still going to leave its reach, but...
But it's a good move.
Yep.
So, prepare for
more healing. Welcome to the jungle. We have fun and games.
That's a 1. That's a 2. 6. 9... Everyone heal 14. That's close by.
Thank you.
And that's 3 charges of that. And then I'm going to fly out to Art.
All right, you're going to get bit as you leave. It's got a 40-foot reach.
Yeah, I'm just thinking out loud right now. I could have just healing word himself, and then I would have been
60
on him.
Feet, but he's 80 feet away.
Plus another 20.
Yeah. Only, I'm sorry, you got pulled 50 feet closer. No, you could definitely get next.
I didn't realize.
So, yeah,
if he's 50 feet closer, then he was in range for the healing word.
Yes, you get the healing word.
And I would have been 13. On top of him. Yes. So you get then 70 extra points.
So add 83.
It feels so much better.
I feel so much better.
I can live. I can fight. That actually fucking hurt. He says, it looks at you. You hear in your mind are knowledge. Delicious.
Enjoy it while you can.
Legendary action?
Stop it!
Take a bite out of... Do not. This is on the guy who he almost killed, and he knows it. 16 plus 16 is 32. There's not a lot you could do about that. I guess you could have blade song last.
Can even I? If I blade song, I'm still not gonna be high enough.
With a shield?
Yeah, shield is 5. Blade song gives me 6. I started at 18.
Oh yeah, you did. It's very close.
Can I runic shield? When another creature you can see within 60 feet is hit by an attack roll, you can use your reaction to force the attack.
You actually can. But she could make me just miss.
Yeah.
Potentially.
It says force the attacker to reroll the
d20. Yeah, that's what I'm doing now. It's better.
Sorry.
So tried. No, mark it off. You like to look through the little boxes to
Yeah. I got you.
I figured you'd appreciate it. Yes,
you can bodyguard and take the, be hit. So.
Hey, Paul.
And then I get to hit him back.
Yes, I'm the wizard. I'm soft and squishy.
I'm the sorcerer. I'm supposed to be soft and squishy.
Yeah.
I'm not.
37 points. No resistance. Part of the bodyguard thing.
And nat 20.
Did you really?
Yep. I'm doing this without thunder.
No thunder. Thunder.
For 15 points of bludgeoning punch to the thing that just hit me.
Yeah, I somehow you
wait. 15 plus 12, 27.
Plus 12.
Critical.
I thought I was including that already. Shit.
No, I couldn't even roll that low. I had my constitution, so 27 damage.
Yeah, he doesn't like that. All right, who's next? Oh, legendary.
After
that was my legendary.
Would be me.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So now
Blastar.
Blastar is first going to quicken a firebolt.
It's already up, I can check.
So we're going to quicken the firebolt here. Does a 25 hit?
Yes, actually that is its AC. You hit it exact AC.
Excellent. So 19 or we'll go with the 19.
Fire?
Yeah.
Firebolt?
Yes. Now the second spell, it will need to make a save again.
Hold on 1 second.
Constitution.
Hold on. I'm just letting put my con. Okay. Constitution save?
Constitution save, yes please.
Net 20, 36.
I'm going to go ahead and use my reaction.
Do what to me?
Silvery barb.
Silvery barb.
Assist
advantage. I'm going to eat you.
My God, man, you have like 58 million legendary reactions.
So because he got a net 20, does that...
No,
he still takes now.
Okay.
22?
20 is the save, so... You still take half.
What kind of damage is it?
Necrotic.
Okay, it's the blight again?
It is blight. Okay. It was going to be wall of fire, but...
I can't leave.
28 on the first roll.
But you don't want to crowdsource your damage again? That was fun.
It was fun, but I already rolled.
Yeah. Every roll should always be crowdsourced. It's more fun that way.
28 is the better, so 14.
It's looking pretty hurt.
And then I'm going to give you advantage on your next roll.
Cool. Just like attack specifically?
Also, I take a D2. Roll your 2D6 fire for me. Yeah. I do take that. I didn't try and turn it off.
3, 5, 8.
And I fit, yeah.
Yep. So the chosen creature has an advantage on the next attack roll, ability check, or saving throw it makes within 1 minute.
Okay.
I don't like it. Wait, hold on. You just did a thing. I'm going to bite at Samurai Crab again.
I can bodyguard if need be.
Yeah, I know. 32?
Oh, jeez.
Yes, that'll hit me.
I know.
Yes, keep rolling ones.
40, 50.
Okay. 50?
Even. Did I get you below half yet?
Yes.
Okay, good.
with that.
Great.
Because I don't take half for the bodyguard.
He's got a whack ton of hit points. You want to do your D8, your D12 on me?
Is that free or is it to hit?
Well, you can roll the damage to hit, but you can try.
Yeah. Does an 11, or not an 11, sorry, 21 hit?
No.
10 plus 11? I figured it didn't. That's okay. Why I went, yeah, I'm not going to say anything.
Okay.
Is it free? Cool, I'll take it.
No, it's not. Okay. All right. Dynamo?
Okay. How many action surges do I have? Just the one. Okay, so
are you your second one, like an 18th level, I think.
Okay.
You're close.
Okay. I'm going to try something funky.
Talk to me.
So he's a 20-foot cube, yeah?
Yeah, you dwarf him.
Yeah.
I mean, mass-wise, he's got you, but...
No, I have a burrow speed.
Oh, my God. Are you going to try and burrow through him?
I want to go under him and then come up with a shrapnel blast, like, underneath him.
You also have your Hellraiser, which does more damage.
But it's a wider radius, and I don't want to hit anybody else.
You can go above it.
You can
detonate above, that. Using the blast radius above just hitting its head.
Sure, let's do that then.
Because we're all small besides you.
So, now, damage-wise, you'll do significantly more
I think your punches outpace it in single target.
8d10 plus 14.
Times
versus
3.
One
the Hellraiser is 9d10.
One time. And you don't get anything else that turn.
You don't get anything else. You're better off swinging.
That would have been, that was like your,
that's
a group of mooks, you know?
Okay. All right, that's fair.
It was a cool thought, actually. And we'll,
can I still burrow and come up with a punch?
As a surprise.
Sure.
You already have advantage on the attack.
If you hit his AC by 10 or more, I'll give you some more damage because of the burrow. You're trying to burrow through. It's not going to succeed, but you can try and burrow through him.
Okay.
So roll an attack roll.
Okay.
At advantage with plus 19.
That's pretty cool.
So if you got a 16 or better, if you got a 16 or better, you're going to do more damage.
Just roll a 20 and not worry about it.
18.
Plus 19.
Plus 19.
So yeah, roll me an extra 4d10 when you hit half again your damage.
Okay. This is 8. That was a 10. 10, 14, 21, 25. That's a 6 for 30. 1, 33, 4, 43.
Plus 4 more d10.
What did I say? 43, 53, 4, plus another 9, 63.
Plus
14.
Plus 14. 77.
77.
And that's just your first hit.
Yeah.
That uppercut. How's he looking?
Haha.
Oh, fucked up.
Roll again.
She's gonna this is just regular, right? No advantage.
Yes.
Correct. Well, you have two attacks, so you can roll both of them.
14 plus 14 and a 12 plus 14.
So I'm going to let you cinematically finish this because he only has 37 hit points left and you roll 8d10.
Each hit?
Yeah. Okay.
Cinematically finish it. This is an elder god. It probably isn't going to die, but it isn't fully here yet. So basically, you can knock it back into the rift it came from, which is the guy's body. Or you can knock it towards one of your allies and let them banish it. I'll let you choose how you want to do this. You describe what it looks like.
I got an idea.
It's a semi-ephemeral cube.
So basically, you came up with the uppercut, right? You burrowed under it. You did this big, cool uppercut. You grab it by the tentacles and just swing it back down into the body with a hammer strike.
Sure.
Cool.
And it sounds dope.
You're the one that can do it, too.
Yeah.
All right. So, with a mighty swing, you just hurl it down and back into the body, and it goes... as it just slams into Popper's body, and he goes... and he's alive again. And then he passes out.
All it's right. That important deep breath that...
So, banishment? Did you prep banishment?
Mm-hmm.
You didn't prep banishment?
No, I did not prep banishment. I didn't think
of it. What kind of wizard doesn't prep banishment? It's a real question. Do you have it, Natalie? Fourth level spell. You might have it. You're high enough level, and I might have prepared it for you.
I don't think we are. No, she's full. Extra levels are full caster, so yeah.
Yes.
Shit.
But she's not high enough level to get it.
Only 11 levels of bard, which
11 levels of paladin and three or
four that gets levels of bard. Third level spells in paladin, not
why,
in bard.
Why did I think throw the thing into Bob?
Huh? It's a guy who's alive again.
Okay.
All right. So
unconscious. So now we call Jen.
I have a bag of folding.
And we call him Combustion.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's. It's like he has a really dumb AI that runs it, basically. It's a dumb, like a dumb sentience.
I begged him that it should have a voice, and so I named him Bob.
Bob.
So I said the bag of bottomlessness, but then Rob came up with a much better name.
Bag of belongings.
Bag of belongings, but I'm not
Bob. That's perfect.
So no management for art. No divine. No.
Can I use my? Horizon Walkerness to banish.
Yes, but there's a risk if you fail.
I will use my dimension door or my one of my
plane shifts.
Plane shifts.
You're offensively plane shifting right now.
Okay.
If you fail, it will backfire.
Can't we just give him to whatever detention
elder god?
They have a like detention could take care of it.
Yes, hey, but the problem is keep it unconscious until then.
Bailiff teleport.
Baleful teleport.
He still gets a save.
Yes, you'd have to like mind sliver him and then hit him with it.
Okay, that's not a problem.
All right, so I'm saying mind sliver him.
Yep.
Roll your d6.
Right before he does, I'm gonna heal him just a little bit so that we don't knock out the horror.
I heal him 6 points.
Just so that just heal him the 6 horror points, doesn't come back because
he can't.
Uno.
Okay, uno plus five, six.
Yeah.
So you healed him for six. Puts him back at 1 HP. So, Art, you don't roll anything, do you? I roll a save. Roll your D6 to reduce my save.
D4.
Or D4.
3.
What kind of save is it, Charisma?
I'm also letting Jen know we're about to transfer.
Yeah, I was going to say, before I transfer, I always give...
I did let her know.
Jen?
Talk to that.
Jen?
Yes?
We're going to try to transfer a pauper into detention.
Pauper's captured?
He's unconscious right now.
Excellent. If this succeeds, I'll make sure that you get the reward. Who's with you? Is it just the Vanguard?
And Dynamo.
Dynamo is with us.
Excellent. I'll make sure she gets credit.
She deserves it.
Is it plane shift? Is it charisma? I think it is. If it is,
we're bailiffing first.
Teleport.
Oh, bailiff, okay.
Teleport. Because I can't plane shift him into detention.
Here's the thing. Let's say it's any of the mental stats.
He's got at least a plus 30.
I have a 2. Plus 2 is my high mental stat.
Plus 2?
He's not smart. It's the other thing that's smart.
Got it.
It's either a 10, a 12, or a 9.
So he can't actually make it.
Correct.
Bye.
Bye.
He disappears.
Yep. Reach down. Have fun in detention.
What? about as you guys are like talking to the locals because they're pissed. Not at you guys, they're pissed at the guy. They're like, "Where'd he go? We want to kick the shit out of him," in all in Spanish.
And I'm translating through the mental link.
Yeah. Well, at least three of us already understand Spanish.
I'm translating for Bright Force.
This is Bright Force. Who can't
speak? Because Dino doesn't.
You don't speak Spanish. Dino speaks Spanish.
She's been trying.
Hola.
Yes. So they come over and they're like, "We're gonna throw you a big party. Thank you so much."
Fiesta.
A fiesta grande.
Do they know who he is?
Even you. And they look at Black Star.
Okay.
We still have signs with your grandfather's face on them. With a big red, with a big rojo cross.
Yeah.
Looks a little like you.
I get that a lot.
But because you save us, we don't hold it against you tonight.
I appreciate that.
So, it's about lunchtime. So they throw you a banging lunch. I'm talking every classic Mexican food you've ever had. Stuff you haven't heard of. Just, like, they do it up.
Nice.
Roll me, the only person this is relevant to is Blastar. Roll me what's your passive insight?
17.
Plus advantage for your emotional sense. So 22.
Cool. Yeah, cool. Same as my passive perception.
Your the person serving you food, one of the people who's serving you food, has hatred in their heart and is means you harm. You're pretty sure the food's poisoned. You don't care.
I don't care. You're immune to poison. Yeah, that's right.
Poison immunity.
I will look him in the eyes and grab a bite and just, yum.
Oh, wait, do you need to?
I'll let you guys know.
He sneers and says, "See you in hell" in Spanish, and then runs.
I want to mind sliver.
What's the save?
20.
I make it with an 18 on the dice. I have a plus two.
Person.
Oh.
I was just going to track him with mind sliver.
I thought you were going to pulse and purge him.
I got a 10. I'm a whole person.
Mind sliver.
Yeah. All right. So now we...
What? Bob.
Paralyzed.
Die in hell.
I'm going to pulse through the nothing. Nobody.
There is a guy. There's a guy like in a. It looks like a Care Laboratories uniform.
Of course.
We'll deal with him later.
We'll deal with him later.
You can just tag him in AR. That guy. It means nothing to Haley because you haven't got that part in the thing. But.
Way too.
I have some wonderful, wonderful psychic abilities.
It's too. It's.
I went through like 3 role changes.
Hey, same here.
Yeah. You actually changed classes.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So
no, I'm thinking Minion of King Jaguar.
Probably.
Or just pissed that Combustion collapsed on a family member.
In any case, we're going to question him, but...
You're going to find out, I'll shortcut it, that it's a common player. He is a servant of King Jaguar, and your grandfather killed his father.
Ah.
And on that, not really a bombshell, it's time to end. Haley, thank you for coming. Thank you for playing with us. And cool. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Bye. Bye.